اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the verses of the Quran that talks about Hajj, the common meaning throughout the verses of the Quran in general and in Hajj that would direct the Muslim to understand the reality of this life. One of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب. In these beautiful verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering the believers, after they finish the rituals of Hajj, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they remember their parents, their fathers, or even more. And we talked about that before in the state of dhikr, in the state of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classifying the people in general, those in Hajj and in general, to two categories. The first one, the ones that would invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they would only ask about matters of this dunya, this world, this materialistic things in this life. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. From among the people, those who would say, O Allah, O our Rabb, our Lord, give us from the provisions of this life. وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And they have nothing in the hereafter. Because they were only seeking this life. They are seeking their own pleasure in this life. And they are not seeking the rewards in the hereafter. And the other category of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, those who would invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hajj saying, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Which means, O our Rabb, O our owner, our Lord, give us the provisions and the goodness of this life, and the provisions and the goodness of the hereafter, and shield us, protect us from the punishment of the hellfire. These are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the meaning of which, that they would have a share of what they've earned from the good deeds from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in reckoning. So these verses directing us to understand this life in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand it. People, if they do not seek the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are astray, they are deviant. And that's why we need to seek the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life is beautiful, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted us with this world that we live in. How are we going to live it according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us? Or are we going to be heedless and deviant as a result of this world that we live in? People are attached to this life. They love this world. They would have their wealth is the thing that moves us, the thing that would get them happy or sad, the thing that they would worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to submission and obedience, is the materialistic things in this life. And most of the human beings are in that state. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to understand that this life is nothing but a passage to the hereafter. This is not the life. The real life is in the hereafter. We are on this face of earth for a purpose. And that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. For a person to enter Jannah, he has to go through this life, definitely. So in the religion of Al-Islam, we're not ordered to neglect this world totally, to live in seclusion, for example. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us to live this life and to work on the face of earth, to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to make what is permissible haram, not to make the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something that is evil. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the things on this face of earth for us to enjoy the air that we breathe, the beautiful scenery, the health, the food, the wealth, everything. We enjoy that, but in the permissible way. And never to be in the state of forgetfulness of why we are using and indulging ourselves into these bounties of Allah. It's nothing but a mean to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establish the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for mankind, and to seek the rewards only in the hereafter. Seeking. Our seeking the rewards should never be in this life. Some people, they make salah. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure in this life only. Seeking tranquility in this life. Seeking even blessings for their own dwellings and life and so on this face of earth. If a person is doing that, if this is what a person is seeking, there is no rewards for such a person in the hereafter. But for the believers, we seek the rewards in the hereafter. And if we do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. He would give the happiness to the believers in this life and in the hereafter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the believers and said, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. That whoever do righteous good deeds, whether it's male or female, and he is a believer with the condition of being a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them live a goodly life. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the believers, they do not seek that. They seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only in the hereafter. And the journey of Hajj is such a journey that teaches the Muslim how to understand this life in the proper way. From the moment of al-ihram, when a person reaches the miqat, where the Prophet ﷺ made it such a clear way that once a person reaches the miqat before entering Mecca, whatever the distance is, depending of what direction he's coming from, we're supposed to be in the state of al-ihram. The state of al-ihram reminds the Muslim of the moment of death, reminds the Muslim of the real journey, that no one is to escape it whatsoever. Once we are born, then we have to take this journey, whether we agree, whether we do not agree. We have to take the journey that we are on now, till it reaches us to the final destination, either Jannah or the Hellfire. We are in constant traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once the moment of death comes, then the person would leave his family, would leave his own wealth, would leave this beauty around us on the face of earth. We would leave all of that and start the journey of the hereafter. But the provisions in the hereafter from the moment of death to the final destination, it all depends on what we did on the face of earth. If it's good, if it's righteous good deeds, if it's the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more the person have the good deeds, the more provisions that a person would have and need in this long journey. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Day of Judgment, that the length of it is 50,000 years. How much provisions that a person needs to pass the 50,000 years of traveling, if it's physical provisions. How about the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How about the rewards that we needed for every stage in the hereafter, in the grave, in the questioning of the angels in the grave, and after that in the barzakh, in the transition between this life and in the hereafter, in the resurrection, in the place of gathering, and all of that where people, according to their deeds and the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be either under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they will be punished. Among the believers, some people will be punished. Yes, because they don't have enough provisions. They don't have enough good deeds to take them safely to the final destination, which is Jannah. Even some of the believers, they have to be punished first in the hellfire because they do not have enough provisions. They had sins. They didn't have enough good deeds for them to reach the final destination in peace. So they have to be punished in the hellfire for them to be able to enter Jannah. All of that to remind the Muslim of this journey once we put in the clothing of al-ihram. Once the person would say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, here I am, O my Rabb, I'm coming to you to fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same thing, all of us shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And then we forget about the beauty of this life, when the person is forbidden to cut his hair, when the person is forbidden to have perfume and a nice melon, all of these things to remind us of the journey of the hereafter, that this is what life is all about. And that when we go from one thing to the other in the rituals of Hajj, to remind us that this is our job on the face of earth, is to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to go from one state of worship to another state of worship, till the end of one's life, and then the person would enjoy the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result of being patient in few years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِمَّا اتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. That say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we give them the delight of this life for how long? Years. This is how a human being live on the face of earth. We do not live for centuries. We live for years. The life of the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ between 60 and 70 years, as the Prophet ﷺ said, ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُعَدُونَ. Then came to them what they have been promised. And we have been promised, if we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jannah. And also, if a person is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have been warned from the hellfire. ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُعَدُونَ. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. Did not prevail them, did not benefit them. What they have been in delight, this delight and the enjoyment that they used to be in this life, did not benefit them. Why? Because it has to end one day. So this is something that we need to have in our minds and our hearts constantly. And we learn that from the verses of the Quran that talks about Hajj, and in the journey of Hajj itself, and the attitude of the person making Hajj, that he's seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also seeking the pleasure of Allah in this life, because this is the place where the person is gaining from the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his provisions to the hereafter. That's why the Prophet ﷺ taught his ummah to ask also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the afiyah, for security, for safeness, for goodness in this life and in the hereafter. So the beautiful dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to say, to be among the believers, in the journey of Hajj, is to say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. O Allah, give us a reward, a goodness in this life. When a person have the tranquility and the face of mind and the provisions and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most perfect way. And also we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. And in the hereafter, goodness, and the reward in the hereafter, meaning the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the real tranquility, the real peace, the real pleasure. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And protect us and shield us from the hellfire. This dua supposed to show the way of life of the Muslim. That we're living on the face of earth, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for safety and security and goodness in this life. There's nothing wrong with that. This is actually an act of worship, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. The early generations of Al-Islam would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for the salt of the food, because everything is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything in this life, but seeking the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, that means what? That means we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the absolute sense. Any other human being, their obedience is part of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once the two orders, they come against one another, without no doubt, without having a second thought, a believer would flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would put forward the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we live our life to shield ourselves from the hellfire. The hellfire has some means of it in this life. We shield ourselves from sins that is the path to the hellfire. We shield ourselves from disbelief and from the disbelievers, because these are the means to the hellfire. And that's why the people in Hajj, they make this comprehensive dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them to say, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such provisions, to understand and to comprehend that this life is nothing but a passage to the hereafter, to understand of the reality of this life according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, wants from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the dwellers of Jannah and to accept our deeds. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.